本集要感谢斗内的朋友 Joanna、Eugene 及 Kaylee， 谢谢你们。Hello， 我是 Bingo， 欢迎收听 Bingo 碎碎念。每一则全英文的生活小故事之后，会翻译成中文给你听，再教三个相关的单字，让你把英文融入生活之中，成为能够 spark joy 学英文的高手。台北的松江南京站有一间北欧风格的咖啡厅，叫做 Fika Fika， 你听过吗？前阵子我跟 Leo 去那里，结果店员在把餐点拿给我的时候，发生了一件很有趣的小意外，现在就来跟你分享。Now, are you ready for the show? Bingo Babbles Plus, let's go! Leo and I love cafe hopping. It's all the rage these days. It's basically spending your day visiting different cafes, reading, chatting, or simply zoning out. One day, on our usual cafe hopping adventure, we went to a cafe named Fika Fika. We settled in and ordered 2 cups of coffee and a bagel. As the food neared completion, I was about to get up to get it. It was then the waitress called out,Miss Yan, your food is ready. Miss Yan? A smirk played on my lips. When I approached her, she became mortified. She looked at me and yelled a frustrated complaint to her co-workers. Who did this? I considered raising my pinky and saying, No, it's fine, you got it right. To lighten the mood, you know. But she seemed quite frustrated, and I figured she wouldn't get the joke.So I just smiled politely and took the food. While I couldn't make her laugh, I was quite satisfied with how calm and collected I remained when being addressed as Miss Yan. Does this story spark joy for you? 现在来听中文版咯。我跟 Leo 很喜欢 cafe hopping, 现在欧美蛮流行的哦。Cafe hopping 就是一天跑好几间咖啡店，一边喝咖啡一边看书聊天或者是放空啊，也可以滑交友软体啦哈。如果你有在用的话，可以一边 cafe hopping 一边 man hunting。 有一天我们的 cafe hopping 来到了 Fika Fika 这间咖啡店，这名字很可爱哦，来自瑞典语，是一起喝咖啡聊天的意思。那我跟 Leo 找到位置之后呢，就点了两杯咖啡跟一个 bagel。 我们坐的位置是可以看到吧台的，所以当我看到我们的食物快要好的时候呢，我就准备站起来拿餐。啊，我还没来得及站起来，店员突然喊了一声，杨小姐，您的餐点好咯。嗯，杨小姐。诶，难道这位店员会读心术吗？一眼就看出我的内心是热爱 BL 的阿姨吗？当我站起来拿着号码牌去取餐的时候呢，那位店员看见我是男生，表情超级尴尬，立刻转头对着其他店员大喊，谁啦？然后非常懊恼生气的模样。我本来其实想要举起小指头说一声，好啦，来了。让他知道说其实要不给来供，他也没有叫错。但我跟他表情真的是太懊恼了，如果地上有个洞，感觉他会立刻钻进去的那种程度。所以呢，我也就只轻声说个谢谢，然后就把餐点拿走了。虽然没有开到玩笑有点可惜啊，但是我蛮得意的哦，就是说我虽然被叫成杨小姐，但我没有像以前一样哦，对自己阴柔的一面太敏感，然后很 touchy, 很容易被冒犯这样子，而是可以放轻松的开玩笑，至少有想要开玩笑。所以呢，看来平常在 podcast 里面3388的，对心理健康也是颇有帮助的呢。 That's today's story in Chinese, 现在来听英文复习，然后再教新单字。Leo and I love cafe hopping. It's all the rage these days. It's basically spending your day visiting different cafes, reading, chatting, or simply zoning out. One day, on our usual cafe hopping adventure, we went to a cafe named Fika Fika. We settled in and ordered 2 cups of coffee and a bagel. As the food neared completion, I was about to get up to get it. It was then the waitress called out,Miss Yan, your food is ready. Miss Yan? A smirk played on my lips. When I approached her, She became mortified. She looked at me and yelled a frustrated complaint to her co-workers. Who did this? I considered raising my pinky and saying, No, it's fine. You got it right. To lighten the mood, you know. But she seemed quite frustrated, and I figured she wouldn't get the joke. So I just smiled politely and took the food. While I couldn't make her laugh, I was quite satisfied with how calm and collected I remained when being addressed as Miss Yan. 第二次听有没有懂更多了呢？今天就来分享跟 hop 这个字有关的三种英文说法。第一个是故事里出现的 cafe hopping。cafe hopping 在咖啡厅之间跳来跳去，就是一直换咖啡店。那除了 cafe 咖啡厅之外呢，你也可以换成 hop 其他的场所哦，比如说 bookstore hopping 造访不同的书店，或是 museum hopping 造访不同的美术馆、博物馆。好，比如说如果你去纽约或者是京都，就会发现那边的美术馆超多的，可能排一整天 museum hopping。你都还是 hop 不完逛不完哦。而如果去东南亚的海岛玩呢，则常常有 island hopping 跳岛，从一座小岛玩到另一座小岛这样子。比如说 My sister and her husband went island hopping in Thailand on their honeymoon。 我妹妹跟妹夫度蜜月的时候呢，就是去泰国玩跳岛。 My sister and her husband went island hopping in Thailand on their honeymoon。第二个 hop 的用法呢是 hop in, hop in, 上车的意思 to enter a vehicle quickly. 来举一个例子哦。早上要上学的时候呢，爸爸已经把车子发动好了，小孩却在门口拖拖拉拉，我不知道在干嘛。这时候爸爸就会大喊说 Come on, hop in, we're going to be late. 快点上车，我们要迟到了。Come on, hop in, we're going to be late. 再举一个例子哦。好莱坞动作片里面呢，主角面临生命危险的时候呢，常常会有人开车突然出现，急刹车之后大喊说 No time to explain, hop in, 没时间解释了，快上车 No time to explain, hop in, 好，然后成功的把主角救走。不过未成年的朋友要小心哦，真实生活里如果有陌生人这样对你说 No time to explain, hop in, 你不要随便 hop in 啊，可能会被载去柬埔寨或是教叔叔家哦。第三个 hop 的用法是Hop on the bandwagon, hop on the bandwagon, 跟风赶流行的意思。用英文解释呢是 to join or support something that has become successful or popular. 迪士尼游行里面打头阵的那辆车，上面有乐团在演奏乐器的那辆车，它就是 bandwagon, bandwagon. 那 hop on the bandwagon, 跳上游行最前面那辆车，哦，有够爱凑热闹了嘛，对不对？那就引申为说是跟风赶流行的意思。来造个句子。Emma is always hopping on the bandwagon of the latest trends. Emma 总是会跟风赶流行。Emma is always hopping on the bandwagon of the latest trends. 再造一个句子哦。Don't just hop on the bandwagon without considering whether it's the right choice for you. 不要只是随波逐流，而是要考虑说这对你来说是不是正确的选择。 Don't just hop on the bandwagon without considering whether it's the right choice for you. 学英文也是一样哦，你不需要逼自己读所谓的经典文学或是经典的杂志，不用，而是要多接触对你来说真正喜欢、真正 spark joy、怦然心动的作品，你才能够每天每天持续吸收英文，成为超流利的英文高手。来简单复习今天学到的三个 hop 相关用法。 cafe hopping 造访不同的咖啡厅 cafe hopping hop in 上车 hop in hop on the bandwagon 赶流行跟风 hop on the bandwagon 你学起来了吗？最后谢谢抖内的朋友支持，你们是听 Bingo 学英文的力量。每月定额抖内299以上的听众会收到碎碎念系列的电子报，有逐字稿、图文并茂的讲解，还有我们的私密小日记。像是今天的电子报呢，就会分享我们那天 cafe hopping 的其他间咖啡厅哦。我们一起把英文融入生活之中吧。谢谢收听 ，Stay tuned，We love you。